The only scheduled debate of this year's Wisconsin Supreme Court race is set for Wednesday night at Marquette University. It's expected that abortion will be one of the controversial topics discussed. The issue has already reignited strong feelings on reproductive rights, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Milwaukee Judge Janet Protasiewicz often mentioned her support for abortion rights during her successful 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court election against Dan Kelly. That victory tipped control of the court to liberal justices for the first time in about 15 years. Now, as liberal Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring, Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is also making reproductive freedom a key issue in her bid to succeed Bradley. Crawford often criticizes the views of her opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel.
He is the guy who supports an 1849 law as a criminal ban on abortions.
The Crawford campaign this year released audio of Schimmel talking to supporters in Calumet County last summer, in which Schimmel first says,
"So yes, I'm pro-life. And there's no secret, there's no way I ever would have kept that secret."
Schimmel went on to acknowledge that as Waukesha County District Attorney 13 years ago, he signed on to an anti-abortion group's paper advocating keeping the 1849 law in state statutes.
You never know. If the Supreme Court does reverse Roe v. Wade, well, then we have the law in the books.
3 years ago, the nation's high court in the Dobbs ruling did throw out protections for abortion rights and left regulation to the states. The belief that the 1849 Wisconsin infanticide law then took effect here wound up halting abortions for about 15 months. But a different Madison Circuit judge ruled the 1849 law did not apply to abortion, and the procedure has since resumed in Wisconsin. At a Marquette forum last month, Schimmel told a female questioner that if elected to the state court on April 1st, he would respect any new Wisconsin law or statewide referendum result on abortion.
"So you have no reason to fear me. The body in control of this issue is the voters of Wisconsin, and I will respect their will."
There is no abortion referendum scheduled, and Republicans controlling the legislature are considered unlikely to reach a deal on abortion legislation with Democratic Governor Tony Evers. So last week, a coalition of health care providers toured the state in their effort to keep Schimmel off the high court. In Milwaukee, local OBGYN doctor Carolyn Chatterton talked about maintaining health care options during difficult pregnancies.
"Policy which supports reproductive choice is crucial for the health of our country. I'm voting for Susan Crawford because, among other things, she'll protect reproductive freedom."
In the audience were service employees, union members who say they'll knock on doors for Crawford during the last 3 weeks of the campaign. Leona Borns says keeping reproductive freedom is a key reason.
"If we are a free country, why can't we, as a woman, be able to say what we want to do to our body? They don't put men's up here saying what they do with their body."
Another Crawford backer, Lisa Gordon, says she's also worried about her grandchildren if they someday become pregnant.
"If they go into a hospital and they're having a miscarriage or something, they should be able to get treatment, not before they die or go septic."
But Schimmel supporter Donald Poppy says there should be limits on abortion. He says there's a reason the current liberal-leaning state court hasn't issued a ruling yet on the case they heard months ago about the 1849 law.
"Because they don't want to poison the water for Susan Crawford. They want to get her elected first. Then they will issue a radical decision, given the fact that they have the majority now."
Be it Crawford or Brad Schimmel, the new Wisconsin Supreme Court justice will not be sworn in until late summer. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.